This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
There is nothing worse than working in an organization that has a bad culture. It doesn't matter how much money you make or how many weeks of annual leave you get. When you work in a toxic environment, you still come home tense and stressed at the end of each day, and that just isn't worth it. On the other hand, there's nothing better than working at an organization with a great culture. You wake up every day looking forward to get back to work on that mission with people that you enjoy being around. This is Five for Fortune, bringing you five do's or don'ts to help you navigate the challenging world of business. I'm Maya Tan. Now, there's a lot more to this list, but here's part one with five top signs that a great culture exists in your organization.
Number one.
People are waiting in line to join your team. Now, it's not because you're offering more money than they could find somewhere else. Many times, the pay is less. But people have heard about your team, and they know what it's like to work at your company, and they would give anything to be a part of it. This is a clear sign that the culture is great.
Number two.
Turnover is low. You should especially pay attention to this in entry-level and mid-level jobs. Often, top leaders will stay forever because it's safe and the pay is good. But if you see people stay for 3 years or more in entry to mid-level jobs, in departments ranging from office management to accounting, you're probably looking at a healthy culture.
Number three.
Top leaders are not insecure about other leaders succeeding. In fact, they encourage it. If your immediate manager is insecure, you can be sure that that's where words like insubordination and other political troubles begin.
Number four.
Gossip isn't tolerated. It isn't just the leaders calling for people to take the high road in their communication. At every level, if gossip is shut down with an encouragement to speak directly to the individuals at the heart of the issue, chances are the environment is a lot more transparent and healthy. And if everyone agrees that gossip is not tolerated, then there's definitely less fear and a more open and trusting environment.
Number five.
Team members are energized by the mission. You hear leaders at all levels of the organization talking about the mission. That's a clear sign. It gives them energy, and they're constantly thinking of ways to get it done and doing it better each time around. But a great culture also means that everyone, not just the leaders, are also energized. Everyone's opinion matters and could contribute to the success of the mission. A great culture sees people coming alongside their peers to encourage or occasionally to correct and redirect without the other parties getting insecure or offended. And really, there are more logical signs that can tell you that your company is doing it right. What do you see when you walk the hallways of your workplace? Do your employees hang out together even when it's not for work? We'll be back next week with five more signs that your company has a great culture and considerations for building a positive company environment. Until then, this is Maya Tan, and you've been listening to Five for Fortune on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.